talking about issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station, as we do each and every month. As Dr. Herring joins me in studio, I've already seen her once this week, as we got to see Butch Thompson speak, which we took a lot from that. He was great.
Amazing. I can't say enough about Coach and Robin Thompson. They're a beautiful family. Wishing them a great weekend against the University of Texas. But more than what Butch does for this community in baseball, Ben, what a joy it is to see him pour into the people and make us better. Hats off to you, Coach. You're a great person, and I'm honored to be your friend.
I'm stealing his thing that he did at the beginning.
I'm stealing some, too. The standing ovation?
The standing ovation thing.
Or Bruce buying us dinner.
Both. I'm stealing, but I'm gonna say, like Jake, I told, you know, if I got a standing ovation, Jacob's buying me dinner or something.
Absolutely.
Like.
Coach Pearl, if you're out there, we're going to dinner. I cannot, just the whole thing that was Butch Thompson.
It was.
I just shared with you and willing to share with others. I am better for having been there.
That's very
and
well
that's,
said.
I hope that you and I have the opportunity to make people feel that way today.
That is awesome. So, listen, we're going to start off on a little sad note, and the reason being is that that's a moment for a fallen soldier, and this has touched the community, even though it made national news. This is when you get to know that little Auburn, Alabama is a place that's...
We're still little Auburn, Alabama. I do want to open and begin with a celebration for the life of Major Alex Klinner. Alex... his family, his sisters, his mom and dad are Auburn people, and he matriculated through Auburn City Schools from kindergarten through 12th grade. Alex graduated from Auburn High School in 2011, went on to graduate from Auburn University in 2016. His training is in engineering, and he served our country as a soldier. The tragic loss of life in the Middle East when his jet crashed in Iraq leaves his wife Libby and their three children without him. But I pray that his presence can be felt here in Auburn, his home of Trustful, and forever in the life of their family. I know it's a cliche to say freedom is not free, but I have been reverent this week to the cost or to the sacrifice of our military soldiers and those serving, and just do want to pay my respects to his family and say thank you to those who are a part of our country's military.
Very well said. And I like that it's on here, once a tiger, always a tiger. I mean, it's anytime it comes to the alums and the people that have been a part of the Auburn City School System, I don't think people realize the word family that floats around here and everybody associates with the university, but it's pretty much Auburn in general, including
it's
Auburn High
School.
Auburn
in general. Some of the people I've taught with, Barbara Plans mentioned this week, she can remember when his mom knew that she was having a boy and had the two girls, and she remembers. And the memories that have come out of kids I taught or kids I know, I saw Andrea Young post about what he was as a classmate and what Alex meant to her. He was a varsity soccer player. We're in the midst of soccer season. Those kids I see on the field this week that play soccer are tomorrow the leaders or the soldiers or the service members of our community. And we really are a family. So to the Klinners, know that we love you. I keep you in my prayers. I know many of us do. But there is a sense of gratitude for what we get to do and who we do it with.
Very well said. And, of course, when we have Dr. Herring in, it's because they usually have had a Board of Education meeting. And so we start by recapping some of the things that took place this past Monday.
Yes, sir. We did have a regular board meeting. I am continued to be supported and led by five outstanding appointed board members. Normal business. We approve financial reports. I provide updates and communication. The biggest new order of business was their approval of some renovation for the athletic facilities at Auburn High School. I think it's a deserved question. What all is going on at Auburn High School? But when that school was built in 2017, it was built to exceptional standards for that day. Now, some 10 years later, the standards have changed, and we are truly trying to prepare Auburn High School to be comparable to Plains High School when it opens in 2028. So we're making some changes. We're making some upgrades. No, it's not an old building. No, nothing is falling apart. But we want those two schools to be on a level playing field. didn't mean to say that with this being about athletics, but we're turfing the entirety of baseball and softball.
Oh.
We've already created turf practice playing spaces. Number one, we need to be competitive in a 7A or next year 6A classification. We don't need to cancel practice when it rains. Kids need to practice their sport on a playing field that is year-round, no matter the weather, the rain or the wind. So we need to put more turf. We'll put a press box on the center field so that we could have JV events at Auburn High School. Not everything can be at Duck Sanford when you have JV and varsity at two separate schools. You'll see us begin to enclose the corridor so that children are not transitioning between classes outside. But all of these things are to bring Auburn High School into line with what will be Plains when it opens. So the board made that approval. We are having a work session on April 7th, and their next meeting is April 14th. But we're keeping the board very busy these days with celebrations, with plans, with recognitions, with strategic planning for both academics, arts, and athletics. So the board does do a lot every month.
Did you want to discuss some of those recognitions?
Sure, let's do that. We celebrated three state championships.
That's awesome.
You know, nobody loves a blue map or a win more than me. So Cheyenne Penn is the 100-pound state champion wrestler. This young lady is tenacious and has stayed with it. Her perseverance is outstanding. Molly Seidman is the 107-pound state champion, and she won the award of Most Valuable Wrestler at the state meet.
Wow.
Molly has been, since she started, really a bulldog on the mat, and we are excited to see Molly continue to excel in her future. Lewis Miller was the 144-pound state champion, and when the coaches spoke of him, both Van Alston Register were with us, they just really talked about how he never let defeat or loss in the past determine his future. Great life lessons these young people are learning through their sport. So to Cheyenne, Molly, and Lewis, congratulations. You represent the best of us.
And before we go to break, I did want to, because we've got this running in the news right now, as well as Dr. Pignotto back in the news for a good, good reason.
Who would have seen it coming? I give you my word that when Shannon moved to central office, I thought it was Executive Director of Human Resources that she would wear out and use all the business cards for. Wes Gordon is currently the Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction, a job near and dear to my heart. I served in that role previous to this one, and it's everything that happens inside a school. It's support for principals. It's professional development for teachers. It's a lot of work with community, with parents, and directly with students. But Wes is retiring. He's had an illustrious career. He served as principal of Vestavia Hills High School before coming to Auburn. He's done a great job as our assistant superintendent, but he moves off and into the space that's well earned and deserved. So Shannon is promoting from executive director of HR to assistant superintendent effective July 1st. She is efficient and effective in everything that she does. She loves students. She is sound in her technical expertise, and I feel honored to work with her. So hats off to Shannon Pignotto as she moves into her next level of leadership.
Congratulations to her. She's been the principal of my girls and then moved on. So now they have a new principal, but trust me, her name and her legacy is well known amongst the students, and she'll be in a different role come July. So congratulations to her. We got to take a break. We're talking to Dr. Herring. We're talking Auburn City Schools. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika's News Talk and Information Station.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Dr. Herring with me as we're talking about Auburn City Schools. So data drives growth and professional learning event at Woodland Pines Elementary, the newest school. Is that the newest school?
It is our newest elementary school on Farmville Road. It's beautiful. Principal Tanya Nolan and Assistant Principal Dana Weaver did a beautiful job hosting this week principals from area counties and communities. We had friends from Barber County, Bullitt County, Elmore County, just a number of school leaders that were there to observe what Tanya does in a data meeting. For those who don't live inside the school world, we use everything from strict achievement or assessment data to student attendance to time on task to subjective assessments along the way to formal assessments at the end of the school year to try to assess how are our students growing, are they progressing on the expected schedule or maybe even ahead of that, how are our teachers growing as teachers, does their data in the classroom show that their instruction is effective. So please know it is not just textbooks and playtime or recess and lunch. There is a science behind teaching and learning. And what Tanya did this week was help other school administrators see how she does it so that we can do it better. Tanya is a magnificent school leader, but she did demonstration meetings, sort of like scenario-based, you watch me do it, now you go back and do it in your school. Then the school leaders had time to observe in the classrooms, to watch our students and teachers practice their craft in action, and I'm very proud that she was selected and served as a host site. It means that her model is exemplary, and we are proud of what she did. I want to say how excited I was that the other 9 elementary principals from Auburn were in the room. When they have a chance to learn and work together, they build rapport and relationships. They bounce ideas or ask questions among themselves, and when those 10 principals are together, it is a power, a force to be reckoned with. So not only to Woodland Pines for hosting, but to other principals for attending, I'm very proud of their professional development and commitment to continuous learning.
Very well said. And this is kind of a sad note because Jacob was a little disappointed. He was kind of hoping in the first time that radio has been able to call a Final Four because we didn't have to go through the Alabama High School Athletic Association. But the Lady Tigers came up just a little short, just a couple
just
of points
a little short.
From moving
Jacob's
forward.
Not the only one who's sad. I'm sitting in Legacy Arena and I think today is my day. And it's not about me. It's Coach Pritchett. It's a staff of coaches. It is a team of players. It's about Braylee Winfrey. It is not about me. But my goodness, I thought we had a chance. The first half was so much fun to watch. I think we shot 71% accuracy in the first half, and our score and our rebound and our free throw line, all the numbers aligned. Something happened at halftime. Bob Jones reevaluated, and they came back fierce. As much fun as it was to win at the Elite Eight by 2 points, it was equally as hard to lose at the Final Four by 2 points.
I know.
So hats off to the Patriots. They went on to play in the championship game. They lost to Hoover, but they had a great season. Their superintendent, Ed Nichols, is my friend, and I celebrate what they did, but I was crushed. Courtney Pritchett was too. We will be back, but he had a great team of players. And I think what I need to say more than just acknowledging the loss was what a great season they had. Their camaraderie as their team, their communication with each other on the court, their leadership by the staff of coaches was really great. So I'll celebrate the Lady Tigers and say basketball season, I cannot wait for you to be back. But it was a hard loss in Birmingham.
I want to give a shout out to James Slayton as being a part of the individuals that kind of lobbied with the Alabama High School Athletic Association for us to be allowed to, because usually when they get to the Final Four, they just carry a state broadcast. And so the play-by-play guys are not allowed to go to the Final Four.
And play-by-play is better when you know the players.
Exactly. And that was our argument. And so he was one of the ones lobbying. Again, the mayor lobbying. There were a bunch of people on our behalf lobbying over the last numerous years. And finally, they broke this year, did the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
The games I couldn't be at in person, I listened to Jacob on the radio. It is so exciting. And I mean, I feel myself, if I'm ever in my car, I'm like, oh, don't speed up just because he's talking fast. But he is a phenomenal play-by-play announcer.
That's awesome. That is awesome to say. And we appreciate that as well. We're going to talk more athletics. I do need to get to the last break of the hour, and then we'll talk about that. And we may even get to Plains High School before it's all said and done with. But last break of the hour, more in a moment.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning. You're listening to the Abby Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika This Morning.
News Talk, WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, as we wrap things up because we only got a little over a minute left. But athletics, baseball today, Jacob's going to have that call. Softball also, soccer, girls soccer, boys soccer. You guys are busy still.
We are busy. We love spring sports. If you are not headed to Plainsman Park to watch our Tigers play those Texas Longhorns, a shout out to my dad, CP, you'd be proud they're here. please join us for something at Auburn High School. The Royal Blue Tigers will take the field, as you said, baseball, softball, soccer, lots of things going on. It is track season, tennis season. We've got kids playing golf. I love the Auburn Tigers, and you can see us lots of places. So please come join us. I do want to just say congratulations to James Slayton. He was recognized as a certified athletic administrator through the NIAAA. That's a rigorous certification process. So hats off to you, James. And for those of you just wanting a few school updates, don't forget we have a school holiday on April 17th, barring no need to cancel school between now and then for weather-related issues. We're working toward the end of the year with graduation on May 21st. Lots of children and teachers will celebrate the last day of school that day and a teacher work day on the 22nd. We are busy planning for the 26-27 year. If you have not registered your returning student, please jump on and take care of that. Daily reminders and email. It will snap, so if you have more than one student, you only do it once. But we need those numbers to make room assignments and determine ratios for new units. So please take care of registration. And as always, know how much we love serving the students and families of this community.
Very well said. Go Tigers today.
Go Tigers.
And tomorrow.
All the Tigers.
Looking forward to it. Auburn Opelika this morning. That'll do it for us. Have a great weekend, everybody.